USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky say an officer has been shot as protests grow over the lack of charges for officers in Breonna Taylor's death. Demonstrations are happening in cities across the country. Taylor, who was black, was shot and killed in March while officers served a drug warrant at her home. The attorney general said that the officers were authorized to use force and return fire because they were shot at first. He said the officers knocked and announced before they entered Breonna Taylor's home. President Trump was asked about the case during a news conference.
Well, I thought it was really brilliant. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is doing a fantastic job. I think he's a star.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said protesters shouldn't resort to violence. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another governor has come down with COVID-19. This time, it's Missouri's Mike Parsons.
Parson.
Right now, I feel fine. No symptoms of any kind. But right now, we just got to take the quarantine procedures in place.
His wife, First Lady Teresa Parson, has tested positive as well. The governor's communication office said Teresa Parson underwent the testing after displaying some minor symptoms. The governor was tested after learning of her positive test, and he was also determined to have the virus. Parsons, a Republican, refused to have a mask mandate in his state. Several of the nation's top medical experts have testified before the Senate. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield was among them. He urged people to get a flu shot.
Flu vaccination is safe. CDC encourages all Americans to embrace the flu vaccine with confidence for themselves, their families, their loved ones, and their communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The U.S. government has tentatively approved a deal for some U.S. companies to acquire a 20% stake in a new company called Global ByteDance. This averts a ban on downloads of the Chinese-based TikTok in the United States. U.S. Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Commerce Department from ordering Apple and Google to remove from their app stores WeChat, which is owned by another Chinese company. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he's giving his blessing to a proposed deal that would see the popular video sharing app TikTok partner with Oracle and Walmart to form a United States company. The president has targeted Chinese-owned TikTok for national security and data privacy concerns in the latest flashpoint in the rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The president's support for a deal comes just a day after the Commerce Department announced restrictions that it put in place that could eventually make it nearly impossible for TikTok's legions of younger fans to use the app. The president said if completed, the deal would create a new company likely to be based in Texas. The deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data and securing computer systems to ensure U.S. national security requirements are satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.